Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, 3 days before her birthday.
There you go. And the countries.
Yeah.
Okay, today, Deuteronomy 121. Deuteronomy 121 says, "See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Praise the Lord. Go up and take possession of it as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged."
Hallelujah.
And that is our do not fear for the day.
Amen.
And today, hallelujah.
We're going to talk about how to get what you ask for.
Hallelujah.
You remember your title of your pastor's message from last Sunday? What was the key point in his teaching? Do you recall what we taught on last Sunday on Rich Thoughts TV? Do you remember the title of the lead article in last week's edition of Rich Thoughts that we emailed to you? How many of the key points can you write down from the last CD you listened to? We're not trying to make you feel bad. If you don't remember, truthfully, that's a normal response. It's a scientific fact you will forget 50% of what you've read or heard within 3 hours of reading or hearing it. And sadly, 24 hours later, you will have forgotten 50% of that information. By the end of 30 days, most people recall less than 5% of that. In other words, only 2.5% of the original material that you were exposed to. Brother Harold, are you telling me it's not worth my time to read or listen to new teaching material? Not at all. But we are suggesting a different style of learning that will allow you to get whatever you ask for. 2 Timothy 2:15 "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Scripture says study. It doesn't say read once, glance over, or speed read through. The word says study. I know the Holy Spirit used that word for a reason. Study is defined in the dictionary as the application of the mind to acquisition of knowledge as by reading, investigation, or reflection. As we read the definition of study, it quickened in our spirits that the real process of studying to show yourself approved is contained in the definition.
Study is the acquisition of knowledge by reading, investigating, and reflecting. It's simple in some ways. Studying is a seed that you plant, and the harvest is the knowledge that you acquire. See, the Holy Spirit brings things back to your remembrance. Why? Because you had the time to plant the seed in there.
That's right.
In fact, the scripture says in Mark 4:24, Classic Amplified, that you'll receive back more than you sowed. It says this, "And he said unto them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you."
Wow.
"And more besides will be given to you who hear."
That's so good.
The study of the word is best done in the Lord's presence. And the truth of the matter is you can't read the word without having his presence, you know, I mean, sincerely presence with you, because the word is alive. The Bible is the only author, you know, where the Bible is literally alive. Thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is, what he's done, sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all of his wonders, revel in his holy name. God seekers, be jubilant, study God and his strength, seek his presence day and night. Remember all the wonders he performed, the miracles and judgments that came out of his mouth. That's out of 1 Chronicles 16:8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to that. When you study the word of God, you receive an immediate benefit, but there's also a progressive benefit. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 28:8. 1 Chronicles 28:8 in the Message Bible says, "And now in this public place, all Israel looking on and God listening in, as God's people," excuse me, "obey and study every last one of the commandments of your God, so that you can make the most of living in this good land and pass it on intact to your children, ensuring a good future.
Studying the Word is the key to your success in life. Joshua 1:8, New Living Translation. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Something else just stirred in us as we were reflecting on this, honey.
Yes.
And we looked at 2 Timothy 2:15 one more time, which says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. According to Strong's Concordance, the word workman is the Greek word G2040, and it means a workman, laborer. However, it's from the root word G2041, and it means any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind, an act, deed, or thing done. A workman is someone who gets things done in such a manner there can be no criticism of their efforts or deeds. In fact, their deeds will be a worthwhile nature with no complaints from upper management. To me, that's a cool way to say it. And it refers to God.
Yeah, that's right. Our upper management.
This through Revelation, we felt the Lord impressing us to share a new study technique with all of us. First, read the book without distraction. Second, read the book again, this time use a yellow highlighter to mark key phrases, sentences, or thoughts that stir your faith. Third, read the book with a notepad so you can write out the things that prompt a call to change in your life. We suggest using a computer if one is available, because sometimes notes have a way of getting lost.
That's it.
Finally, read the book again, reviewing only the highlights and your notes.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to MP3s or perhaps CDs, we recommend you listen to it twice before you even begin to take notes.
That's good.
We also find that listening to them with earphones increases comprehension of what's being said. In fact, taking notes, you will need the ability to stop it and write the notes on what you've heard. Sometimes we learn a lot just by driving while you're listening. Do it the first times that way. And then you can, when you start listening again, be in a place where you can make your notes into your smartphone or whatever you're using. But after taking the notes, listen again and review your notes. And you know, it's amazing how many more nuggets you add when you've already written down something, but you're understanding things in a new way. That happens in the Word all
the
time.
Yes, it does. It does.
So we recommend that these notes be entered into a document on your computer so you can just access it in the future easily. There's a reason the scripture says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God over in Romans 10:17. Years ago, we can remember when we just first started getting into the faith thing. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yes, it was, baby.
Dr. Fred Price said that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. And there is so much truth in that statement.
Yes, there is.
You may think that all the teachings that we share on the morning calls are just for you. Well, we rejoice. We want them to be just for you. We're rejoiced by, you know, our visiting together. But the reality is we're sharing the truth God wants you to know.
And us to know.
And us to know, too, because that's the point. We're learning all the time ourselves, every time we study. In 2 Timothy 3:7, Classic Amplified, it cautions us, says, forever inquiring and getting information, but never able to arrive at a recognition and knowledge of the truth. That's what too many people do. We need to be, I'm telling you, to be successful, you've got to stay in the Word. It's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know.
Yes.
That changes your life financially and every other way. If you don't like where you are right now, especially with your financial situation, which is what we teach a lot of, chances are there's something you just don't know yet. Keep studying. We've made the statement hundreds of cities and all 50 states and a few dozen countries and international television audiences. But the point of it is some folks still haven't gotten it.
You know, let us quickly say that we praise God for folks who are getting it.
Yes.
Who've made a conscious decision to study, to seek financial revelation, to change the quality and direction of their lives. We rejoice and praise God over each and every testimony.
Yes.
Where the fruit remains, grows, and reproduces. Mm. I want you to listen very carefully to John 15:16, which says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you."
And let me throw in something right now, quickly. I know there are people who say, "Gosh, I'm just not where I want to be, or where I'm, you know, want to be. I'm not getting this," like you say. Let me tell you this. If you stop and look back on where you've been and where you are now, you will be amazed at how much progress you really have made.
Yes. And we want you to understand this. When you're productive, when you show yourself faithful, when you study to show yourself approved, when the fruit of your labor remains. The New Living Translation says that when we produce lasting fruit, the Father will give you whatever you ask for using his name. Mm. That's what the Word says, baby.
That's what the Word says.
And that's what we call a good reason to study.
Study to show yourself approved. Amen and amen.
Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Have a spectacular Saturday.
Amen.
And until next time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.